Jason, 2-1 against your old enemies, Dorchester, after what's been a difficult start to the season. How does that feel?
Yeah, like a massive relief, and credit to my boys for the way they've played over this whole weekend. Two really tough games, and I felt that, you know, we have come out and shown that we have got some character. I feel that, you know, we've won the game ugly today.
Took a bit of time to get going, the match. I think the first half was a bit scrappy. That goal from Billy Lowe's, what a goal it was, just seemed to spring everything into life.
Yeah, Phil, for me, he's a little bit of an unsung hero, Billy. You don't see what he does, but it hasn't gone unnoticed with me.
And it was a game of brilliant goals, really. Talk us through Charlie's free kick.
Yeah, Charlie's good on set pieces. I felt that our corners weren't as good as what I would like them to be. I felt that the first two or three at the front man, which is always frustrating when you're on the sideline. But on the whole, like I said, you know, if he can produce something like that, I think that's two for the season. You know, who knows?
What do you hope that win does for your season now, Jace?
Oh, need to springboard it now. Like you said, the game's come thick and fast. You know, Portland Rovers in the FA Cup, another game where is massive for the club as a whole, like everyone. And, you know, there's no one more than me would love a FA Cup run.
And just looking ahead to that FA Cup game, in terms of your selection, I imagine that performance from your side today has given you a lot to think about.
Yeah, obviously a couple of injuries there. Sheppy's gone off, obviously. Aaron Rodriguez, incredibly unlucky. Lucky not to be on the bench today. You know, I feel that he'll be set to start in the FA Cup and bring us something different to the table.
And Jace, just before I let you go, Cliff Pledge was speaking on the non-league show on Saturday, picked up on a story I think that went national from you guys, something to do with needing a ladder to put your new PA system up. Cliff wanted me to ask you if you didn't have one going spare, seeing as you're an electrician, I think, by trade, that you can donate to the club. What did you make of that whole story? The PA system was sounding great today, so I'm assuming you found a ladder in the end.
Yeah, obviously, we've got a credit to a few of our supporters that have put the money together to give us a new PA system, you know, and that's brilliant. And that just shows that, you know, there is a lot of people that are pulling in the right direction at this football club now, and that's a credit to Chris, particularly Chris Pugsley, and a few unsung heroes that don't like to be named. You know, there is a good little band of volunteers, you know, at this club,